Joining us is bread and butter bakery and cafe owner Isabel Pash. Good morning, Isabel.
Morena.
How's your mood this morning? These Waikato cases are really, as we heard, a spanner in the works.
Well, I think the mood in the industry is generally pretty dark. We're all very stressed and, really hoping that we would open this week or go down some alert level this week. So, yeah, not very good.
What would it mean, a level 3 for you and the ability to at least do those click and collect or takeaways?
Well, it means a move in the right direction, right? We've been locked up. We haven't been able to trade at all. It's very harsh on everyone and the morale and everything. So, for me, alert level 3 or even 2 is probably not profitable, but eventually we'll have to get there. So, it needs to move in that direction from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the government's got a tough call. They have to make a decision based on health advice, but they also have to consider other factors, don't they, such as the economy, such as the morale of people in Auckland. It has to be a consideration.
Yeah, mental health as well, and other factors, schools, There are a lot of factors at play. We can't just keep looking at everything through this one single lens.
And how tough has it been over the weekend when we see these case numbers coming in? It's hard not to ride them every day, isn't it?
It is. It's very hard. And it's for as I said, for our industry, it's I feel we are at the forefront of this. And morale is very low, for a lot of people in this industry.
So, look, if they make the call that on health grounds they've got to stay longer and 4 and there's too much uncertainty around Waikato, what do you need? We just heard from Julie White. Are you going to need some extra help in terms of those fixed costs?
I can second all of what she said. We need more support. We need more targeted support in the industry, fixed cost support, whether that the easiest way is to do some form of the rent or, some form of fixed cost that covers electricity and other costs. But there is a cost to operating physical premises that, goes beyond wages and ingredients that we have to buy. So and if we have zero income for and still no certainty when we're going to go back to an actually profitable level, which is level 1, which could be weeks or months away, we need something. Otherwise, people are going to give up and go, there's just no point.
Isabel, hang in there. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Appreciate that. Isabel Pash there, who is the owner of the Bread and Butter Bakery and Cafe. Looking, obviously, for a change in alert levels today. We'll see later on today when the government makes that decision.